Good evening. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Today is Sunday, April 27th. I had a nice, pleasant, relaxing Sunday today. Had lunch with a friend and kind of hung out and socialized for a while. Getting around actually recording a podcast relatively early. I've got to be into work a little earlier than usual tomorrow, so I'm trying to kind of get things out of the way. I'm probably going to try to get a little bit of spinning in tonight. I'm trying to finish up the current batch of bamboo fiber that I'm working on right now. And I still have another 2 pounds or so to work on after that. But I'm trying to work through as much of it as I can to get things ready to actually twist up and make into rope. And I'm trying to hopefully finish processing all the rest of the material I have and make it into a finished product in time for ShibaraCon. That's coming up in about 4 weeks. Now, if you haven't heard of ShibaraCon, I would definitely recommend checking it out. I'll have a link on the website. And basically, it's an entire convention that sort of revolves around, Japanese-style rope bondage and rope bondage in general. Of course, it's something that I'm fairly interested in and really looking forward to. It takes place up in Chicago from May 23rd to the 26th, and that's... Well, that's a little bit of a drive from where I'm coming from, but I think it's better than trying to fly up there with my toy bag and, airline prices being what they are and all, planning on driving out there. I definitely think it's going to be worth the trip, though. I'm actually really excited about the presenters and the classes and everything that they're going to have there. I believe they have a tentative schedule up on the website now, so you can see some of the topics that they're going to be offering. Some of the general tracks and specific classes and whatnot. Basically the only downside of the entire event is that, with the different tracks going on at the same time, I always end up, wanting to go to all the classes. If you're at an event and, the worst problem you have is figuring out which of the really interesting, exciting classes to go to, there are worse problems in life, so I'm not going to complain too much. I'm really looking forward to it because I think it's going to be a great opportunity to sort of, hone the skills that I have and definitely work on some new skills and kind of learn what other people are doing, what's working well, what kind of different techniques and methods and materials and everything else people are using. I'm also really interested in kind of expanding beyond the sort of basic patterns and rope work that I tend to do right now. Most of the things that I do tend to be fairly, the main focus is on function and safety. And I definitely want to obviously maintain both the function and the safety. But I want to learn to do some of the more, some of the more aesthetically pleasing ornate type rope work, along with some of the more, sort of complex and interesting looking and interesting feeling, styles of suspension and things like that. Most of the suspensions that I do right now tend to be either face up or face down, horizontal. Haven't really had a lot of experience working with side suspensions, vertical, upright, or inverted suspensions, things like that. I played around a little bit with partial suspensions, but that's also something that I'm interested in kind of seeing what other people are doing and learning more about. And of course, I'm not just going for the suspensions. I'm also really interested in some of the more groundwork based rope work and some of those kind of functional bondage techniques, some bed bondage, things like that, things that are more specifically oriented towards restraining someone for specific sexual positions or play styles. And, I think there's just in general a lot that I'm interested in learning about and seeing. And, this is going to be a really great opportunity for that. I'm also looking forward to learning more about a lot of the kind of fundamental safety issues, that sort of come up when you're doing any kind of rope bondage, whether it's load bearing or not. You tend to have fairly significant and consistent issues with circulation, and you have to worry about nerve damage and some other things that can be pretty serious and long-term impact if you make a mistake and end up causing nerve damage that can be permanent. And it's the kind of thing where unlike a circulation issue where you can monitor how long someone's been in a certain position or monitor blood flow and things like that, with nerve damage, if a nerve gets pinched, it can happen in a very short period of time and you know, the damage is done. And if you're very unlucky, the damage is permanent. You know, so hopefully that's something I can learn a little bit more about, just the safety in general, and how to how to enjoy the rope work and make things pretty and functional and everything else, and still maintain a functional level of safety and just general concern for well-being, while getting what you want out of the rope work. And I get the impression, based on the general class descriptions and some of the talking that I've seen, that it's going to be a fairly heavy natural fiber rope crowd. I think hemp, you can probably tell by the title of Shibarikon, I think hemp is going to be fairly big, probably some jute as well. I'm looking forward to talking to some of the other people there about general sort of overarching issues with rope conditioning, and finding out if anybody else has been working with similar type materials like the bamboo. Find out more about natural fiber dyeing, just in general talking about the kind of things that I've been interested in and working on. And it's nice to be able to be in a environment where you're likely to encounter people who are going to be interested in talking about your hobbies and interests. There's not a lot of other places where I can go and casually talk about making your own rope for bondage. So in general, I'm really looking forward to Shibarikon. I think it's going to be really great. I think it's going to be a really great time. Expecting to have a lot of fun. It should be a nice little long weekend vacation. I would definitely encourage anyone that's listening to this, if you have any interest in rope whatsoever, and even if you don't, check it out, and you might find out that you do. I would really recommend to pretty much anyone to at least take a look at the website, find out what it's about, and I would encourage you to go. I'm definitely planning on being there and really really looking forward to it. Anyway, that's about it for this evening. I hope everyone has a good night, and I hope to hear from you. I can be reached by email at evan@kinkycrafter.com.